Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7pm here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10am. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10am. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10am.
Have you heard? There's a new popular live science show on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM every Saturday morning at 11 o'clock. From superfoods to supernovae, we'll talk about it. With the latest science news, debate and guests, stick it in your diary. Live science every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
My lords, ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for joining me, Steve Roden, for another Music Box here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Hope you're all well out there. As always, before we get underway, I'd like to say a big thank you to everyone who got in touch with me over last week's show, the birthdays, how much they enjoyed the music selection I played. And also comments of the show, excellent start to the show. Thank you very much. Best non-themed show for a while was another comment. And well, thank you once again. As I say, each week I always try to make each show special and different, okay, as best I can. And the lyrics in the second hour, not everyone got them. Some took until the final and word read, or even the third, but as I say, some didn't get them at all. All right, well, this week I can tell you they are middle lyrics, but we'll do that after 11, of course. Right, the first hour is a theme for you. And your theme is good and bad songs, another opposites. Every song in this first hour will have either good or bad in the title. So without further ado, let's open up that music box and get on with today's show.
We'll be right back. is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
All the people down the street, whoever you meet, say I'm a bad boy. Say I'm a bad boy. Say I'm a bad boy. Even dear old Dad, when he gets mad, says I'm a bad boy. Says I'm a bad boy. Says I'm a bad boy. Well, you see, now I've got a girl, and we stay out late almost every night. Well, the people just stare and they declare, well, well, it just ain't right. But if only they knew how I love you, they'd say a bad boy could be a good boy who's just in love. See, now I've got a girl, and we stay out late almost every night. Well, the people just stare and they declare, well, well, it just ain't right. But if only they knew how I love you, they'd say a bad boy could be a good boy who's just in love. So much love, so crazy.
Three in a row got the show underway today. We started 1984 with the SOS Band and Just Be Good to Me. 11 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 13. Then it was 1975 for Susan Cadogan and Hurt So Good. Number four here in the UK on April the 5th, and that was its highest position. But did you know it was actually a cover of a 1973 Millie Jackson song, which appeared in the film Cleopatra Jones. And we finished back in 1959 for Marty Wilde and Bad Boy. 8 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number seven. Right, two from the 60s for you. 1968, Fleetwood Mac, Need Your Love So Bad. 13 weeks on the UK chart, but it only reached number 31. Can't believe it. Should have been a lot higher. It was reissued 1969, spent 6 weeks on the UK chart, but once again, it only reached number 32. I'm sorry, but in my opinion, as I said, it should have been a lot higher. 1967 follows that. A song that was written by William Bell and Booker T. Jones, here with Booker T and the MGs. It's Albert King and a song called Born Under a Bad Sign.
Someone's hand to lead me through the night. I need someone's arms to hold and squeeze me tight. Now when the night begins, I'm at an end. Because I need
your love so bad. I need some lips to feel next to mine. I need someone to stand up and tell me when I'm lying. And when the lights are low and it's time to go, that's when I need your love so bad. So why don't you give it up and bring it home to me? Or write it on a piece of paper, baby, so it can be read to me. Tell me that you love me and stop driving me mad. Oh, because I need your love so bad. Need a soft voice to talk to me at night. I don't want you to worry, baby. I know we can make everything alright. Listen to my plea, baby. Bring it to me, because I need your love so bad.
I tell you, I wouldn't have no luck at all. so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just have some time to spend together. Need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Just lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, for the good times.
'72 there for Elvis Presley, and For the Good Times, recorded March the 27th of 1972 and written by the late Chris Christopherson. Right, we're off. Well, back to the 60s we go. First up, 1967. This was actually released 1968 on his Aerial Ballet album. It's Nielsen and it's a song called Good Old Desk. Following that, 1964, UK number one on September the 24th for 2 weeks, Herman's Hermits and I'm Into Something Good.
Does an arabesque in the morning when I first arrive. It's a pleasure to see, it's waiting there for me to keep my hopes alive. Such a comfort to know it's got no place to go, it's always there. It's the one thing I've got, a huge success, my good old desk. My old desk never needs a rest, and I've never once heard it cry. I've never seen it tease, it's always there to please me from 9 to 5. Such a comfort to know it's dependable and slow, but it's always there. It's the one friend I've got, a giant of all times, my good old.
Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and SheffieldLive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
Suck it to your game. One bad apple don't spoil the whole missing you, baby, for a long, long time.
Long time now.
I'm not ashamed to tell the world that you really messed up my mind. Girl, to me, you're like a dream come true. I'd rather hurt myself than to ever hurt.
1970 there for the Osmonds and One Bad Apple, number one in the US and in Canada, not a hit here in the UK, although according to Wikipedia, it was a hit. But I couldn't find any to say any difference in all my books that I've got at home, which list UK charts, including the Guinness Book of British Hit Singles, which rarely, as I've said before, rarely makes a mistake. So I didn't put that. I just thought I'd stay with the books. All right, so there we go on that one. Right, 1979 up first. 2 weeks on the UK chart. Number 61. My choice. It definitely should have been a lot higher. Robert Palmer. Bad Case of Loving You, as I say, 1979, Doctor in brackets. And to follow that, 1977, UK number 5 on April the 16th, 10cc and Good Morning Judge.
Baby, yet I need you.
so I let it be. I couldn't stop it, so I let it be. I couldn't stop it, so I let it be.
But I
1973 there for Nazareth and Bad Bad Boy. 7 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 10. Off to 1981 for this first track. Elvis Costello and the Attractions, Good Year for the Roses. Actually a cover of a 1970 George Jones song. Elvis's version spent 11 weeks on the UK chart, peaked at number 6. Following that, 1978, another song that spent 11 weeks on the UK chart, but only reached at number 14, for Joe Walsh, Life's Been Good, 1978.
I can hardly bear the sight of lipstick on the cigarettes there in the ashtray, lying cold the way you left them, but at least your lips caressed them while you packed. Or the lip print on a half-filled cup of coffee that you poured and didn't drink, but at least you thought you wanted it. That's so much more than I can say for me. What a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. But long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As you turn to walk, as the door behind you closes, the only thing I have to say, it's been a good year for the roses. After 3-4 years of marriage, the first time that you haven't made the bed. I guess the reason we're not talking, there's so little left to say we haven't said. While a million thoughts go racing through my mind, I find I haven't said a word. From the bedroom, the familiar sound, I want babies crying, goes unheard. But what a good year for the roses. Many blooms still linger there. Long could stand another mowing. Funny, I don't even care. As it turned to walk, the door behind you closes, the only thing I have to say, it's been a good year for the roses.
Yeah. kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. A town where your blue skies fade to grey. A town where your passion's gone away. And I don't need no care or you stand in the line just to hit a new low. You're faking a smile with the coffee to go. And tell me your life's been way off. You had a bad day, you take it one down. You sing a sad song just to turn it around. You say you don't know, you tell me don't lie. You work on a smile and you go for a ride. You had a bad day, the camera don't lie. You're coming back down and you really don't mind. You had a bad day, you had a bad day.
...2001 there for Daniel Powter and A Bad Day. Number one in the US, number two here in the UK. I hope you enjoyed that, Ian. Well, we're going off to 1968 on this track. It's Hugo Montenegro and his orchestra. And, of course, it's The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. Number one here in the UK on November the 13th for 4 weeks, and it spent a total of 24 weeks on the UK chart.
Oh!
good, the bad and the ugly, bringing the first hour to a close. I hope you've enjoyed everything I played in this hour for your theme. It's another theme for you next week. And your theme next week between 10 and 11 is artists with a Christian name for a surname. It's one I keep getting asked to repeat. I've had it asked to be repeated numerous times. I got the idea when I watched on YouTube a comedy skit of Rowan Atkinson, who was interviewing Elton John. And the premise of his every single question was the fact that his name was the wrong way round. Very funny. If you've not seen it, watch it. Because he said that it should be John Elton. And so that gave me the idea. I wonder how many other artists that we just take for granted, if you like, who've got a Christian name for a surname. So that's next week for you. All right. Don't forget, in the second hour, we've got your lyrics, and they are middle lyrics for you. I've got time to tell you that on the 31st of October, it's your Halloween show. As always, it's not just Halloween music. It's Halloween music spread throughout the show. All right, so that's on the 31st, and it actually falls on Halloween this year. But I'll be back before you can say.